Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your daily dive into the headlines shaping our world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, ready to bring you the details behind today's top stories.
Absolutely. Before we dive in, let's take a moment for On This Day in History. Today, May 15th, marks the signing of the Homestead Act by President Abraham Lincoln in 1862. This pivotal piece of legislation opened up millions of acres of government land to settlers, profoundly shaping the American West and its economic landscape, a reminder of how policy can drive monumental change. Today, we're covering groundbreaking news from BBC News, NDTV News, NPR Topics, US Top News and Analysis, and many other trusted sources. And we have a packed agenda for you today, Arohi, starting with President Trump's return from China and some significant news from the Supreme Court. What are the key takeaways we need to know this morning?
Good morning, Arjiv. Indeed, a busy start to the week. President Trump has returned to the U.S. following his state visit to China, and his administration is touting what it describes as fantastic trade deals made during the trip. However, details on these agreements remain scarce. The visit aimed to stabilize economic and political relations between the two global powers, with the summit setting the tone for further U.S.-China talks throughout the year. The three main takeaways from Beijing focused on managing trade imbalances, fostering dialogue on regional security, and strengthening diplomatic ties, though concrete economic commitments beyond general intent have not been widely publicized. This visit also plays into a historical pattern where moments of global upheaval often see a reevaluation of the U.S.-China-Pakistan dynamic, a curious factor that has emerged in past thaws between Washington and Beijing. Domestically, the Supreme Court has made a significant decision, opting to maintain access to the abortion pill mifepristone. This means the pill will remain available via telehealth prescriptions and mail delivery, a ruling that upholds current access pathways despite challenges. This decision carries considerable weight for reproductive healthcare access across the country.
Those are indeed significant developments, Arohi. From Washington and Beijing, let's turn our attention to other global hotspots and international events. What else is making headlines around the world?
Internationally, we're monitoring a surge of U.S. spy planes that have been observed over Cuba, signaling heightened surveillance in the region. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is facing considerable challenges from within his own party, grappling with internal dissent and political pressure as his government navigates a complex domestic agenda. We also have critical news from Ukraine, where Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov, at just 35 years old, is forging the future of warfare. He views futuristic military technology, including what some are calling killer robots, as absolutely crucial to his country's survival. Ukraine is rapidly adopting AI and advanced drone technology to gain an edge in the ongoing conflict, highlighting a new era of defense strategy. Shifting to public health, the Democratic Republic of Congo is grappling with a new and concerning outbreak of Ebola in its eastern region. Africa's top health agency reports that 65 people have tragically died, with around 246 cases reported so far, prompting urgent containment efforts. In a related health story, the BBC's Inside Science is investigating a separate disease outbreak that occurred on a cruise ship earlier this month, examining what is known about its spread and impact. And for a story of daring logistics, details have emerged about a complex airdrop operation at Tristan da Cunha, one of the world's most remote inhabited islands. This audacious effort successfully delivered vital supplies to the isolated community, showcasing the challenges and ingenuity required for remote humanitarian aid and logistical support.
Quite a range of stories there, Arohi, from geopolitical tensions to humanitarian efforts and the very cutting edge of military technology. Let's pivot now to the economy and business news, where we're seeing some interesting trends and significant investments. What's the latest?
On the economic front, retailers are making a substantial $20 billion bet on physical stores, investing heavily in brick-and-mortar locations. This move suggests a renewed confidence in the in-person shopping experience, even as e-commerce continues to grow, indicating a strategic blend of online and offline retail approaches for the future. In a significant industry acquisition, a Texas-based firm is set to acquire a satellite station in a £37 million deal. This move is part of the company's ambitious plan to expand its deep space communications network, which is vital for space exploration and satellite operations, further solidifying the private sector's role in advancing space infrastructure. However, not all economic ventures are panning out as expected. U.S. hotel owners and cities hosting the World Cup had anticipated a major boom in business, but a recent industry survey reveals that the tournament has largely been a non-event for them. Many hotels have not seen the expected surge in bookings or revenue, leading to disappointment within the hospitality sector. And it's an interesting trend in investment. Family investors are increasingly turning their attention to traditional, old economy businesses. Sectors like car dealerships and fisheries, while perhaps less glamorous than high-flying tech startups, are offering stability and consistent cash flow. This strategic shift is driven by a desire to avoid the potential disruptions and volatility associated with artificial intelligence and other rapidly evolving technologies, favoring established models for long-term security.
That's a fascinating look at how traditional businesses are finding new appeal amidst technological shifts. And speaking of technology, particularly artificial intelligence, it's impacting everything from job markets to national security. Arohi, what are the most significant AI-related stories we're tracking today?
AI is indeed a dominant force right now, Arjav. We're seeing its direct impact on the job market, as Detroit automakers have collectively cut more than 20,000 U.S. salary jobs. These declines are largely attributed to evolving technological changes within the industry, with the looming threat and integration of AI playing a significant role in workforce restructuring. In another illustration of AI's integration, Amazon workers are reportedly under pressure to increase their AI usage, leading some to create extraneous tasks simply to demonstrate compliance with company directives. This highlights the organizational challenges and potential for inefficiency when technology adoption is mandated without clear, practical applications. On the development and safety front, concerns are growing about the effectiveness of AI safety controls. 3 years after the debut of ChatGPT, it remains almost trivial to fool many AI systems into exhibiting undesirable or bad behavior. This raises questions about the robustness of current safeguards and the challenges of preventing misuse or unintended consequences as AI becomes more powerful. This concern may also be a factor in why Anthropic, a leading AI firm, is reportedly hiding its most powerful AI system, Mythos. The question is whether this decision is due to the system being too dangerous to release or simply too expensive to operationalize effectively. In corporate news, Microsoft's CEO recently testified about the company's extensive investments in OpenAI. This testimony comes amidst ongoing legal scrutiny and competition in the rapidly evolving AI landscape, shedding light on the strategic partnerships and financial commitments driving the industry forward. And in a stark example of AI's emerging applications, an AI vigilante trap in France has snared an alleged pedophile ex-teacher. An influencer used AI to create a persona of a 14-year-old girl and broadcast the subsequent conversation online, leading the 66-year-old suspect to hand himself in. This case brings into focus the ethical and legal complexities of using AI in law enforcement and citizen vigilance.
A truly diverse and impactful set of stories surrounding AI, Arohi. From job cuts to safety concerns and even new forms of justice. Before we wrap up, we have one more domestic story touching on politics and health.
That's right. A Republican congressman's mysterious absence from official duties has brought to light Congress's broader silence on health matters. This incident reflects an ongoing issue where members of the House and Senate often remain private about medical conditions, even when those conditions might affect their ability to perform their jobs, sparking a debate on transparency in public service.
Arohi, thank you for those in-depth reports and analyses. We've covered a tremendous amount of ground today.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And as we sign off, here's a surprising fun fact for you. Did you know that the entire internet, if you were to weigh the actual electrons flowing through its global network, would only weigh roughly the same as a single strawberry? It's a mind-boggling thought about the weightless yet immense power of information in our connected world. That's all for today's news briefing. Thank you for joining us. We hope you have a productive and informed day. I'm Arjav.
And I'm Arohi.
We'll see you back here tomorrow for more essential news.